time for us to have somebody on the board that has children currently inside our schools.
Okay.
I've attended every single school board meeting and or listened to it online since November 13th, 2012. I showed up back then because the one mill had failed. And what was being told to our parents were that was that the special areas inside our elementary schools were going to start to get cut so that they could, you know, put the budget back together. And that was very concerning to me. So I packed up my three little boys and put them in a stroller and walked into the school board meeting and used my 3 minutes to basically say, hey, I'm here and I want to help. And the next day I got an email from the superintendent at the time, Dr. Smith.
Yep.
Saying, hey, Kim, I really want to meet you. I want to sit down and talk. And that started my relationship with the district. And it's just never ended. I've been on many committees. I've attended all the meetings. I've used my 3 minutes to advocate for children on a number of issues and against some different spending initiatives. So,
yeah,
that's kind of, you know, what kind of drew me in. And I think at this point I've pretty much done everything as a child advocate I can on the other side of the desk. I mentor a little girl at New Smyrna Beach Middle School. I substitute teach. I'm a certified educational surrogate, which means that I work with families. If you have children with special needs or any kind of an ESC need and you're confused or you feel like you need some help to sit in with the district to do those meetings, I do that for free. I've helped about 30 families all over the county.
Wow.
I'm also the Volusia County Council PTA treasurer, business partner liaison, and the legislative chair. And I started traveling to Tallahassee to work with lawmakers back in January of 2013.
You know, a school district is only as good as the people that are on the committees, on the boards, and stuff like that to bring the parents' ideas into the school board. So you've done very well with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's actually one of the things that I really think we need to focus on. And I don't want to blame COVID. I actually think that when this all started was back when after Parkland, you know, we started putting up a lot more fencing and barriers and rules. And I think families started to feel like they weren't as welcomed.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's good and bad to everything. And I think when parents aren't involved as much inside the schools and they don't feel like they're welcome, then there's more distrust.
Yeah.
And so we really need to work on that. I was actually on your radio station back in 2015. We did something called Parent University, and it was a parent type conference where parents could come in on a Saturday and they could take different courses to try to help them with their, you know, different aspects of understanding how to help their own children and advocate for their own children.
Wow.
And these are things that I think we need to do way more of. We need that outreach. We need more, you know, little pop-up events where we can do meet and greets with our school board members and with our district so that they can understand what's going on inside the schools, because there's so many things that the media are telling them, and that transparency needs to be there. I'm a huge believer in transparency. Mm. And we just had the governor here actually, and I was sitting front row when he signed some legislation regarding transparency and also school board limits, which term limits, which is something I also do agree with.
Yeah.
So now our school board members now in the state of Florida have term limits of 12 years. And so that was signed along with this curriculum transparency bill, which Volusia County Schools is actually a little ahead of the curve on that. They're mm-hmm. working right now on making our curriculum and these social emotional videos and the textbooks, everything that you know, your child is using in class, they're making it accessible to parents through what we call what Volusia County Schools calls Parent Portal. And that's where you go to check your child's grades. So soon you're going to have the ability to go in and look at some of this stuff. And if you've got questions about it, you'll be able to submit questions. And if there's some kind of a social emotional learning video that they're going to be showing your child that you don't agree with, you'll actually have the ability to opt out.
Okay, let's go jump ahead past the primary into the general election.
Okay.
You're now on the board. What is the first thing of concern that you want to focus on?
Well, I'm a numbers girl. I'm a budget girl. And I would say that, you know, what people don't understand is that this is a paid position. And I hope everybody looks at the candidates and tries to find somebody who actually has experience doing that. It's a $1.2 billion budget, and a lot of it is not discretionary, the way that it's give the funds are given. And so I would really like us to do what is called a human capital audit. And I've suggested it actually at the last school board meeting during my 3 minutes, because I think that we probably need some outside eyes on maybe a few of the positions that we've created at the district level to see if they are necessary and, you know, what's the return on that investment, and how can we maybe use those funds in a different way in our schools, in our brick and mortar schools with our children. We have children right now, Skip, because of COVID and the situation that created with so many children learning virtually, that are 2 and 3 years behind. And we've always had that on some level, but I think we're seeing it at a much greater level. Most people don't know, but our exemption rate for graduation was pretty high here in Volusia County. It was 12.4% of our graduates would not have graduated because they did not pass. They would not have passed. They, according to what, when they took their Algebra 1 end of course exam and their ELA, 10th grade ELA, they would not have passed. Where Flagler County was at a 4.2% exemption and Brevard County was at a 4.4 or 4.5, and you've got Seminole County at a 5.2%. So I hesitate when people get really excited about our graduation rates, because I think that if you really dig into the numbers and start, you know, going through the Florida Department of Ed, you're going to find that we're going to need to do some serious intervention in our schools to get these kids where they need to be.
Okay, her name is Kim Short. She wants to be on the school board during the next election. There's going to be a primary in August, and then, of course, the big election will be in November, and everyone wants to win in the primary.
Absolutely. And school board races are usually decided in the primary, so that's the thing. We're trying to get the vote out, you know, August 23rd. Early voting, I believe, is July 14th. And so, yeah, we definitely need to get that vote out.
Okay. If somebody'd like to help you with your campaign, how can they go about it?
I have a website. It is www.kimshort4volusia.com.
Okay. Her name is Kim Short, and she's running for the school board and would like your vote. And you'll probably see her around District 3 a lot between now and August and maybe into November. 15 now before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're running late. Amy Ryan's in the newsroom up next.
And we appreciate you telling your friends about us.
I tell my friends to listen.
The stations of WSBB.
WSBB.
From your WSBB 2020 Volusia County newsroom, I'm Amy Ryan. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody is spearheading a lawsuit being filed by 21 states to end the CDC's mask mandate on public transportation, including planes.
And I know that if you travel at all, everywhere you go, people are frustrated and taking it out on the employees that are charged with enforcing this rule, that they have to wear a mask when it is an unfounded rule and order.
Moody says the mandate exceeds the authority of the CDC and interferes with states like Florida that have banned laws of forced masking.
We have a lot of faith in the court that they will agree with our legal analysis. I think the governor would agree that we would hope and still